Suzanne. Podcast.
Good evening from the graveyard. This is your dreadful Uncle Vlad.
And this is your dear Zombetti on the radio station.
Spooky FM! We're back!
Did you miss us?
We know all of you thousands, no, millions, trillions of teeny floof heads who listened to Spooky FM before have been counting the seconds on your chewable childish fingers until we returned from beyond the grave.
And to the like 5 or 3 or 1 of you edible idiots who have never heard of us before.
Imagine!
We want to say, where the heaven have you been? Do you think we've nothing better to do than whittle in our tombs?
Twiddle our thumbs, Vladdy. Lucky I've been dead for 200 years, or I'd have passed away from boredom. Twiddle-dee-dee!
Maybe twiddle-dee-don't.
Like, lucky I'm already a zombie with bones poking through my grey skin and long white hair and wisps on my head in a dress covered in dust and cobwebs. Am I right?
Zombetti, what are you talking about? You're a nice, juicy, fresh young woman who owns a pet shop and, gives out free, cute baby dogs. Oh, what do you call them? Yes, ploppies!
Oh yes, of course. Come to my shop and I'll give you a little ploppy that you can bring on a walk. A ploppy that you can teach to roll over. I'm so normal. I have a full head of delicious pink brains, which, if they were to fall out onto a plate for some reason, they'd just need a mere pinch of salt. Brains.
And as for me, you might think from my voice that I'm a vampire from the heart of Transylvania with razor-sharp fangs and bone-white skin and these bat ears that I'm terribly proud of. And if I got my creepy fingers with long nails on you, I'd suck the blood out of you like you were a Capri Sun. Oops. My fangs are watering.
Even though they are not, because you are a regular toothed mortal man with pink skin and rounded ears, who owns a sweet shop and gives out free Halloween candy.
I do? I do! Yes! Children, knock on my door at Halloween and say, sick or feet, sick or feet, or something, and I'll put my feet in their bag like any human person would do.
Or else a big sick. Anywho, welcome to this special Halloween edition of our show on Spooky FM called Scare Us If You Can. We'll celebrate October 31st by giving you a chance to turn the tables on the most ghoulish duo in Radioland.
Zombetti, sorry to put my butt in, as they say, but how long were you rotting in your tomb?
About the same length of time you were snoring in your coffin. Why?
I think we might have overslept. Look around the crypt! I can't see our assistant Igor Zorandi pumpkin that he shows off every autumn. In fact, that glittery string thrown everywhere. I don't think it's unicorn intestines. I think it's tinsel.
And now that the candles are getting brighter, that's not actually Igor's hairy girlfriend, Gulia, sticking her arms out with a star on her head. It's a Christmas tree.
You were supposed to set an alarm.
No, you were.
You mean we slept right through Halloween all the way to stinking Christmas? Christmas is the worst.
Hey, how are we saying the same thing at the same time?
We must be psychic.
The best of friends.
Cringe.
Sigh. Then Welcome to this special Christmas edition of our show, Scare Us If You Can.
Oh yes, it's only a radio show.
And definitely not an evil trick.
So if you want to try scaring us, ring into our special hotline followed by the numbers 666.
That's 999 if you are a bat.
Oh, and our switchboard is lighting up. And we've got a caller on the line.
It's somebody who says that there is no hell. Well, I've a burnt cape that would disagree.
Oh, I didn't say there's no hell. I said I'm Noel.
There's totally no hell, though, kid. We completely don't go there to get our summer tan. You believe me, don't you?
Yes. In fact, I believe almost everything. Mom told me that's a good thing. Before telling me if I didn't keep my room tidy, a pile of dirty clothes could fall over me and bury me alive.
You do believe everything. Like me winning the beauty contest, Mr. Hot, Good-Looking, Muscly Boy 2025.
No one would believe that.
Congratulations.
Seriously? Okay then. I won Mrs. Hot, Good-Looking, Muscly Boy 2025.
You two must be gorgeous. You know, I won Little Miss Hot, Good-Looking, Muscly Boy the year before.
But that competition doesn't exist. What was your prize, little one?
Oh, a straw hat and a whistle in the shape of a hot dog.
A hot dog? Like a good-looking, muscly one?
Psych! Short story.
Excuse me?
Oh, I want to be a writer. So sometimes I practice ideas when I'm talking. But I always say, psych, short story, so you can tell when it's real. Mom says being a writer is a nice, safe, indoors job, less likely to get kicked by a horse.
Your mother has very unusual thoughts.
You know, when I won Muscly Boy, the audience all went boo, because that's what ghosts say.
Oh my goodness! That place was full of ghosts?
No, that is a humorous joke I made up in my head. Psych, short story.
Great joke. You should be writer too. You can stay indoors and not get pecked by an emu, Mom says.
Here is another. What do you call the little girl I will chase up the stairs after the lights go out and bite her neck? It is no hell.
Oh, my bedroom is downstairs. Because I use an electric wheelchair. I call it my robot pony.
Psych, short story?
No, real story. Since I was born, my arms and legs aren't very strong, so I use a robo pony to get around. Mom said I can't go too far from home in case the battery dies, and then it rains, and the river overflows, and I get washed out to sea, and then I get caught in a fishing net from a huge boat and end up accidentally being brought to England.
Your mother is more batty than I am. And I turn into a bat.
Lady, psych, short story.
I know someday that Mom will relax a little and stop making me leave parties early in case the candles and the cake burn the house down and let me go to the school dance or even to the library by myself. I know it. Psych, short story.
Would you like to give your story a name, little one?
Yes, please. Let's call it Jingle House, because it's Christmassy.
My Aunt Prue ate her family for Christmas dinner. Psycho. Long story.
Some kids ask for video games or pets for Christmas. I wish for notebooks and colour pencils to write with. Pens are too sharp, Mom says, because I want to be a writer. A terrible piece of advice I heard about writing is, write what you know, write your experiences. If I did that, my book would be about playing the most boring games with Mom. Hide where I can see you instead of hide and seek. Playing hand the tail to the donkey instead of pin the tail on the donkey. And sitting, Mam's version of chasing. Actually, my book should be called Mam. She's everywhere. At Alice's slumber party, there were six girls and Mam lined up in our sleeping bags. When we played makeover, Mam said, "You'll never get a job if you go out with hair like that," and gave us all buns. Then for the ghost stories, she said they were too scary and pulled the sleeping bag over my head. In school, I could have an SNA, a special needs assistant to help with anything that I can't quite manage. But Mom does it instead. And she talks during class. That's not what you get if you multiply 7 by 9. Oh wait, it is. Or, gosh, isn't Italy a mad shape when you think of it? Mom acts like I'm easily breakable. Like in the playground, she wheeled me away because there was a wild-looking seagull that could pick up a sheep. Never mind you, Noelle. It's so annoying. I'm actually just a normal girl, except I need a little bit of help to do certain things, like with RoboPony. She has a joystick control that I can operate, and she takes me where I need to go. Okay, maybe more slowly than a real horse. But my imagination goes faster than any train, plane, or rocket. Imagining, like, a story about a boy who can speak to animals, but he doesn't know he's saying curse words. Awkward. Or an inflatable girl who works in a thumbtack factory. The tension. Or being in a playground with other kids and not being taken home after 10 minutes. Or being a teenager and getting a first kiss at a dance with a boy who doesn't have to kiss Mom because she came as well. See, if I only wrote about what I knew, I'd never have those stories. Your imagination can grow big enough to fit a whole world inside. Speaking of which, this story is about another thing that could fit a whole world inside. A dark, dangerous, and frightening world that fit inside a snow globe.
Out of the way, everyone. Please don't squash my child.
Mom, there's loads of room. Please don't embarrass me.
You'd be more embarrassed now if you went off the path and under the wheels of a bus. You wouldn't know where to look.
Nothing beats that mortifying time RoboPony got stuck in the classroom door and the kids had to climb out the window.
When did that happen? Oh, I take 10 minutes to get a mani-pedi.
Psych! Short story.
You and those blooming short stories. Now, I have to get your Nana and Granda's Christmas presents. She wants a skydiving voucher and he wants a chainsaw. And then we'll get you an ice cream with no sprinkles in case you choke.
I want to go skydiving. It's my Christmas wish.
Nice try. You can lie in the bed and I'll press the mattress. It'll feel the same.
Sounds thrilling. Oh, I have to get my teacher, Miss Chalk, a present. She likes snow globes. I heard her saying to Mr. Daly, after the day she had, she wished you could get them with wine in them.
Not sure I'm comfortable with you holding glass things full of water. Or wine.
Oh, Mom, I'm not going to fall in and drown.
You never know. Anywho, I've no clue where you'd get a snow globe, so we'll just have to forget about it.
How about that place across the road? Evil Ed's Horrific Halloween and Snow Globe Emporium of Doom. Mom, you've gone green.
If you think for 2 seconds I'd let... Oh, psych, short story. You almost had me. That sign says, Gentle Gerard's Cuddly Christmas and Ye Old Snow Globe Shop, you little trickster.
It does in its eye. It does in its eye! When did that happen? Actually, when did that shop get built? Didn't that place used to be a graveyard?
The window displays cotton wool snow and teddy bear elves. And is that Santa made of sponge? It's my dream shop. Let's pop in there and I'll pick the lightest snow globe.
Actually, Mom, why don't I go in by myself and you can pop down to the chainsaw shop without me?
Now you say it, that would be a lot safer. All right, Noelle, I can't believe I'm saying this, but... I am trusting you to go into that cuddly Christmas shop by yourself. How much I trust you to do things by yourself in the future all depends on this. So please, don't explode. And don't lick anything that's bubbling.
Don't you worry, Mom. RoboPony and I are going to be A-OK. You won't regret this. What could possibly go wrong? As Mam rushed down to the chainsaw shop, the front of Gentle Gerard seemed to ripple like water after a stone is dropped in it. I could almost see a shop underneath this shop, like the shop had changed the same way the sign had changed from Emporium of Doom. Weird, right? So I did what any wannabe rider whose Mam had left them alone would do. I went right in. This doesn't look Christmassy. It looks like someone threw tinsel and fake snow over Halloween decorations. A pumpkin with a Santa hat? A witch's broom with an angel on the handle? A giant spider web with fairy lights twisted around it? A giant spider web?
Happy Hallow Christmas. Looking to decorate your home with witch mysteries, vamp reindeers, and Franken stars.
Are you the owner, Gentle Jerry?
I am Evil Ed, the most gruesome, wicked, I lay in a manger, no crib for a bed.
Oh, isn't it awful sad?
I'm Gentle Jared, yes.
This is the most terrifying Christmas shop I've ever seen. It's absolutely brilliant.
That's right. A Christmas shop. And not a trick.
That's a weird thing to say. Weird cool.
You don't seem to have any fear. Or questions.
I'm just so happy to be here.
So, how can I fool you? I mean, help you. Do you want a non-exploding Christmas tree bauble or a can of fake snow that doesn't smell like fart spray designed to ruin your festive season? Something really small and harmless.
How much for that snow globe behind the counter?
The globe? The most dreadful thing in the world. €5. Do you want to see it up close?
Yes, please. I thought there would be a snowman or a sleigh inside, but this has a tiny dark forest and a dark castle and tiny figures of children peeping their heads out of sacks. How cute!
Do you see those two horns rising up above the tiny treetops as if the figure inside it is the biggest thing in the miniature world?
I do! I wonder what that is.
Find out. Hand me over the money, and the deal will be complete. If you only knew the seriousness of what you're about to
do. Here you go. €5. Do you have wrapping paper?
Some with kittens on it. Here, hold your snow globe while I search.
Mister, please, put it on my lap or in the carrier under RoboPony. My arms aren't able to hold something so heavy. No, stop! It's slipping!
It's in your hands now, not mine. So if you drop it, you smashed it.
But I can't! Ah! I've never been in a Christmas shop by myself before. Do you usually get snowstorms? Also, could I have my €5 back?
Too late! The creature approaches. Also, see the counter sign? You break it, you bought it. Bye!
What a swizz. Well, better to break it here than at home. You'll be forever hoovering up this snowstorm. And I doubt that will go up your hoover pipe.
Free at last. I shall punish all the dumped-off children who fail to obey me.
I don't think Mom's going to be happy about this. Uh-oh, and I don't know if RoboPony will work in snow. I'll have to try.
Owie! You've rolled over mine Fritzy!
I'm so sorry. Personally, I'd call that, a massive hoof rather than a foot, but that's just me.
You do yodel funny, Kinder. I could giggle out of my lederhosen.
If I was to imagine the scariest height something could be, that's you. I'm surprised you fit in the shop.
Now imagine being stuck in a snow globe. They don't call me the Krampus for nothing.
Krampus? The Christmas demon?
You've heard about me? What Frau Spildeschnaps? Tell!
I have a big imagination. But even I can't believe Krampus is real. Jump off those stilts, come on!
You come on, meine Kinder. Who told you about me? I mean, I might be a terrifying beast, but I love a good gossip. You don't get much chance of that with Schnitzel.
Hey, smash and see color blue, silly kidly.
Please stop ponging the house up, Schnitzel. Ich have the ick.
Another monster? That was one crowded snow globe.
9 months, Schnitzel isn't model.
Ist 9 snow globe ist prison. We've been trapped inside for 30 years. And between du and mich, the kinder that trapped us stinkin' feetin'. The smell would straighten your pretzel. Hey, why is Joe wheelchair rolling backwards?
No reason. I can't imagine why anyone would want to trap you in a snow globe. What with your huge, dark, furry body, hooves and long horns, and a very long tongue and sharp teeth and red eyes.
Say looky for Schnitzel. Talk do. Pokey pokey.
And you're like a dust bunny with more sharp teeth and gosh, red eyes also. And claws and would you ever look at the time? I have to dash before the chainsaw shop closes.
Ich not fond of cheeky kinder, little Fräulein. Du ist know what I do with them. Here, scooch in. Ich travel all around the town during the Yule. Unlike St. Nicholas Christmas, ich don't take presents from der sack for teeny terrors. Ich finds all the rude and rotten kinder and put them in mein sack.
I saw figures of kinder, I mean childer, peeping out of a sack in snow globe. Were they free too? You're shaking your heads. They're still in there. Another shake. You're licking your lips. You ate them.
Kinder surprise.
Just say, for argument's sake, a kinder wanted to retrap you in a snow globe. How would they go about that?
They couldn't. Now it's my turn to trap the whole town in my snowstorm. Try and enjoy Christmas with no kinder, little town.
The one time Mom lets me go somewhere by myself, and I ruin Christmas and get kids eaten, isn't my face red?
By the way, what is your name so I can check my naughty list?
It's, Fiddly Nibanjo. Psych, short story.
You're whispering. You have gossip. Oh, tell me bitter. And I'll leave you till last.
All right. See that rubbish truck outside? It's actually driving all the tastiest kids to safety. You're being tricked.
Oh, not again. Come along, Schnitzel. Let's stop that truck.
Noel! I knew you couldn't be left alone. What happened here?
I wish it was a short story.
Jingle Hells starred Kira O'Sullivan as Noelle, Margaret McAuliffe as Zombie Betty, Mam and the Schnitzels, and Dunica O'Dea as Uncle Vlad, Krampus and Evil Ed. It was written and directed by Peter Dunn and produced sound design and editing by Liam Geraghty. Executive producer for RTE, Nikki Coughlin.